State lawmakers wrapped up their session on Wednesday by passing a budget for the new fiscal year. As Christopher Conover explains, the budget plan quickly ran into trouble with Governor Jan Brewer and her veto pen.
Governor Brewer had long threatened to veto the budget plan put forward by the legislature, and she followed through on that threat. She approved enough of the budget to keep state government operating, but told state lawmakers they're coming back in special session on Monday to redo the budget. Tucson State Senator Al Melvin is the vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. And even though he and the governor are both Republicans, Senator Melvin is not happy.
To be frank, I think she, for many weeks now, not just today, but for many, many weeks, she has not only been catering, but pandering to the education community.
In her veto messages, Governor Brewer took state lawmakers to task for cuts to education, as well as not approving her proposed temporary increase in the sales tax. The governor had compromised with lawmakers on the sales tax, saying she would agree to let the issue go to the voters in November, and that also was shot down by the legislature. As a result of the ongoing intra-party feud, Senator Melvin wonders who's in control of the executive.
To be frank, I think she, for many weeks now, not just today, but for many, many weeks, she has not only been catering, but pandering to the education community.
And the senator even wonders about the governor's political future.
I think one thing that is going to come from this is a primary election for governor, a Republican primary election, and I don't think she's going to win it if she chooses to run for re-election, if she keeps this up.
Despite Senator Melvin's comments, Republican Party officials characterize all of this as a fight between siblings, and they say come election time, all of the party members will be united. Meanwhile, Richard Elias, the chairman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, who is a Democrat, says when people look back at this year's legislative session, it won't be the budget that they remember. It'll be the politics.
But you never really know what this kind of fiscal problems are going to create. And I don't think anyone in this country or in this state or in this county had an expectation last year of what happening. So I think it was a very difficult session for both parties. But in particular, I think it's shown the dysfunction within the Republican Party.
Lawmakers and the governor did not meet on Thursday about Monday's special budget session. And legislative staffers say no meetings were scheduled for the holiday weekend. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.